Welcome to episode 18 of Around the Outside, an IndyCar podcast.
With your hosts, Chris and Ryan, of course. Absolutely.
We are glad to be back.
Yes, we are. Getting back into the swing of things. I think we're recording this one sooner than we did our last one comparatively.
Maybe by a couple days.
Yes. We're getting there, though.
While we're getting into an episode 18, we got a jam-packed episode and a really cool episode for you. So you want to listen and stay tuned.
This is a good one. So we start with some news. As always, got to talk about the news. But that segment is kind of split in half between news and the test today. The test at COTA was completed today, as we all know, if you're an IndyCar fan. And we get into that, get into some of the results from there, and talk about, you know, how that test went for the drivers. And then after that, we came up with the idea of doing a way too early 2020 predictions. So we predicted the podium for every race, and we did our top five of the championship.
Our way, way, way too early 2020 predictions. Having said that, we appreciate you guys' support.
Yes, we do.
Thanks for listening. Keep spreading the word. We always love talking to you guys, so drop us some stuff on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. And hope that you enjoy episode 18.
Of Around the Outside, an IndyCar podcast.
Here we go.
And welcome to this first segment of Around the Outside, an IndyCar podcast. We're just going to cover some news come out. Not a lot has come out since the last episode. So,
Well, I mean, there's been quite a bit. There's some big news.
I want to start off with John Andretti. Rest in peace. Super sad to hear that.
Yeah, it's I mean, I've been watching John Andretti race. I can remember watching John Andretti race midgets out at the Speedrome on Kittley, which I don't know if you've I don't think you've ever even been there, but
never even heard of it.
Yeah, so I've been watching John Andretti for a long time. He battled this for, what, 4 years? Something like that. I don't know. I really wasn't expecting it to happen.
No.
But, yeah, I sad
even,
news.
I can even watching him run the Window World car with the blue and red paint scheme out at Indy.
It was cool that they took the Hurst and
did one last lap around the track.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. So, yeah, John Andretti, met him several times in the garages. One of, if not the nicest guy that you'll ever meet. Just awesome guy and really sad, sad news. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the entire Andretti family. And he'll be missed.
Yes, he will. Getting into, I think, almost for the season, final bit of driver news we may have. Carlin finally announced at least one driver for the season. Max Chilton will be returning. He will be running the 59 car, of course. Only road courses and the 500.
Right.
For Max Chilton. And then from what we understand, Connor Daly will be in that 59 car on the rest of the ovals.
Supposedly.
Although
Tony Kanaan today made it sound like during the test, made it sound like that was pretty much going to happen. So that's, you know.
That's a full season for Connor Daly.
But yeah, that's awesome. Both Chevy teams, so he doesn't have to worry about, because that was one of the things he said last year. You know, he was jumping from Honda to Chevy, Honda to Chevy, and neither one of the two camps wanted to tell him anything because they were afraid he was going to take that back to the other one. So if this pans out and holds true, then, you know, he'll be a full-time driver, and both cars will be running Chevys.
And then they also announced for the test today, which we will talk about later, that they had two guys testing today. Sergio Set Kamara.
Okay.
I probably butchered that name, but that's a hard name to say.
I don't know.
And Felipe Nasr. We're in the 31 card
today. Yeah, Felipe Nasr, I mean, didn't have the best day. Although I think he was in the car early and the other guy was in the car late.
Yeah.
And conditions of the track today were definitely better late than early.
Right.
But Felipe Nasr was 26th out of 27th mm-hmm. in today's test. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the, you know. I'm sure if he brings a budget, I'm sure he'll be in the car. But
we'll see what they do with that 31 car as the year goes on.
Some other news. This is probably the biggest news that's happened since we dropped our last one was no Fernando at Andretti. Yep.
I had that on my list.
No Fernando at Andretti. Honda
vetoes the deal with
him. Honda gave him the big willpower double bird. Yep. Which is sad.
It is sad.
I don't, you know, now I know.
He called it a GP2.
He didn't, right. He didn't have a lot of nice things to say about
it. But at the time, was he right?
Yes. Yeah, but that's, you know, that's like, it's, you don't do that, especially to Honda or any really Japanese company, because yep. they're so rooted in pride.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're very proudful of their product and mm-hmm. What they put out there. And this just goes to show you, man, that the mothership back in Japan, this wasn't HPD. This was
no.
This was the mothership back in Japan mm-hmm. Said no. And this is really the people who lose are the IndyCar fans.
Yeah.
Because supposedly this just wasn't for the 500.
Yeah, I know. I read that too.
This was for the 500 and some other races after that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that could have led to a Fernando maybe full-time.
Could have. Never know.
But
so that leads the question as to where does he go?
Well, and we know it's not going to be Penske because it's got to be a Chevy team. And it's not going to be Penske. And it won't be Carpenter because no. Carpenter's come out and said he's not going to take Fernando as a fourth car.
He said that today. So, really, the only other competitive one that you got left is McLaren.
Yep.
You know, Arrow, McLaren, SP.
He left McLaren.
So, is he going to go there? Does Zach Brown take him back? Does a Sebastian Bourdais get a McLaren? The third McLaren car at Indy because mm-hmm. of Craig Hampson?
Maybe.
I don't know. Excuse me. As it stands right now, it's not looking good for Fernando
not this to be year, in the 500. Least.
So, on to the next that I got written down is Hinch, which mm-hmm. is no news, which he kept tweeting out or whatever he was doing about February 7th. So everybody thought he was going to drop his news on February 7th, which was interesting because that was the same day that McLaren Arrow McLaren SP
was doing their
unveil.
Yep.
So
and that news never came and still has not come. And today right. is
today's the 12th. So where's Hinch going for Indy? Who knows?
We'll find out right? soon Who enough. Knows?
AJ Foyt Racing.
They announced the 14 car finally. So, right. It's we already knew about. I think we already knew about Tony doing the 5 oval races.
Right.
And Robin Miller was right. It is going to be a mix for the road courses between Dalton Kellett and Bourdais, and Kellett will get the third Indy 500.
500 ride. Yes. Sebastian is going to race St. Pete, Barber, Long Beach, and Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting dates there. I don't know if those dates just match up with his IMSA schedule.
Yep, since he is full time.
But yeah, the interesting part of that is that Sebastian Bourdais does not get the
third AJ car,
which I'm pretty sure Dalton
Kellett
is bringing some sponsorship.
Yeah, he seems like he's bringing the most money.
And that was probably contingent on, hey, he's got to be running the 500.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think Seabass brings anything. Seabass is just, hey, man, he's like old school. Race
car driver.
You're just going to hire me. And you're going to hire me and pay me. So,
that's right.
And that's it. There was a owner's meeting today. Either today or yesterday, or whenever it was held down at COTA. Mm-hmm. They usually do this every year where Mark Miles and Jay Fry and all those guys get together and they have a big meeting with the car owners and they kind of lay out their plans about what the vision is for the year and what they right. can expect. Well, they had this year's meeting with Jay Fry and those guys again, except one big difference this year happened, and that was that Roger Penske sat in the meeting.
Yes, he did.
And or basically ran the meeting from what I read. There was an article put out where they talked to Michael Shank and Bobby Rahal. And it was Michael Shank's exact quote was, "Roger has a global outlook for the series mm-hmm. and that small teams like his need to stick it out to get to the other side, because where Roger is taking the series is going to be something special." What all that means, I don't know.
Find out at some point.
Right. But so anyways, it sounds like they had a really good car owners meeting and that everybody loved what Roger had to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think last of the news is we'll talk about the COTA test, which happened the last couple days.
Yeah.
Really only happened the last half a day because there was a day and a half of it just washed out by weather.
Bad weather. We'll just start off with who led. And surprise, surprise, it is Will Power. That's not a shock to anyone, I don't think. Will Power is Will Power.
He's a beast.
And just so we understand, first through sixth, right? Yeah, Will Power in first. In third, which we'll get back to him, you have Scott McLaughlin. Fourth, you have Joseph Newgarden. And sixth, you have Simon Pagenaud. So Penske is still showing their dominance.
Yeah, Penske and
four
Chevy,
in the top six.
Four out of the top six. And the standout of the day has to be Scott McLaughlin.
Yeah. Third, running third.
I mean, obviously, Will Power running first is you know, and Rossi second. That doesn't surprise anybody. Colton's up there in fifth. That doesn't surprise anybody. Oliver Askew, really good run in seventh. Seventh, right?
Even his teammate Pat O'Ward is in tenth.
And then that Alex Palau, he was ninth.
He had a good day. Yeah,
he was ninth quick. I read an article somewhere couple days ago, or I didn't even read it. I just saw it, and I saw the headline, and it was Marco Andretti headed back to driving school.
Yep, that's something we didn't talk about.
And,
yeah,
I just kind of chuckled when I saw that headline.
Now I will be honest, that's kind of not a ballsy move, but I was kind of shocked when I read that because
this ain't the first time he's done it.
Really? I didn't know that.
This isn't the first time he's done it. And to be fair, there are a lot of race car drivers that at some point in time go back to a certain person that they, you know, trust or that they've heard of as good, and they kind of get reacclimated with some things. But but Marco, I mean, he was 12th on the day.
Yeah, not bad for Marco.
12th out of 27 drivers, mm-hmm. so it's not bad. I don't know what happened to our boy, Connor Daly.
He's with a new team.
He was 25th. Considering that he's running all road courses this year, I don't know if that, you know, now, we weren't there. We have no idea of what kind of program they were on. What they're wanting to do. He may have been on something completely other than VK, but VK was only 18th fastest.
Yeah.
So hopefully Ed Carpenter Racing gets their
stuff
better
throughout the year.
But yeah, Pato O'Ward 10th, Rosenquist 11th, Jack Harvey was 13th,
Hunter Ray 14th, Max Chilton in 15th, Graham was down in 16th.
Yeah.
Santino Ferrucci down in 20th.
And here's the difference, too, man. You look at third place. That was a minute 47.2.
Mm-hmm.
That was McLaughlin's lap. You look at Graham in 16th place. A minute 47.9. You're talking 7/10 of a second.
Field is close.
7/10 of a second, right? So, you know, now over the course of a race, you know,
that's a lot.
You're 7/10 quicker than this guy. I mean, that's a lot.
Every lap, you know, that's still enough.
But it's early. It's
spring. This test.
It's spring training.
This test isn't always telling of how, you know, the season will go per se. I mean, it's only two test days, really a day and a half, if that, you know.
Right.
So, but it's always good to see cars back out on track. You know, we get to this test every year, and once you get to this test, it's, you know, IndyCar season's kind of kicking into gear. You know, St. Pete is almost a month away now. So, you know, with that test being done today, it gets us even closer to what we all love, and that's IndyCar season.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't wait. I wish we were going back to St. Pete so bad.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So why don't we take a break?
Take a little break here.
And then we're going to come back with something that it was Ryan's idea. Ryan came up with this. And we are going to – I don't know what you did. I did top three. I did my podium.
Oh, I only did winners.
Okay, well, you
did –
winners. I did top three. And I did top three. So I did our podium predictions for every race, and then I got a top five championship prediction.
Okay, I can do
very
that
early.
Fast.
So we will come right back with our very early and probably not very scientific –
Or accurate
2020 predictions. You've been listening to Around the Outside. We're glad you're listening. Come on back. Welcome back to Around the Outside for a very interesting segment.
Yes.
This is going to be our way too early 2020 predictions for every race.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the podium for every race.
I have gone back. We took some time there.
Yeah.
I got all my podiums, and I got my top five championships.
And we got top five championships. So, geez, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
And what we'll do is I say we keep these lists, you know, just keep them around. And
as
the season comes around, we'll see how close we came to each race.
It'd be interesting to see how we do that. So. Why don't you start us off with your top with your podium for St. Petersburg. St. Pete.
All right. So we'll go 3-1.
Okay.
Right. So in third place, I got Joseph Newgarden. In second place, I got Alexander Rossi. And in first place, kicking his second year off right, I got Felix Rosenquist taking home St. Pete.
I almost had that. I almost picked Rosenquist for St. Pete. My top three are in third, Alexander Rossi. In second, Felix Rosenquist. And in first, Will Power, Slick Willie
I like
P.
It.
Yep. Yeah, you'll see a trend here. I think Will Power is going to have quite a year.
I do. Can't wait to hear it.
Okay, here we go. On to Birmingham.
All right. In third, old Scott Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
In second, the young Colton Herta.
Colton Herta.
And taking home the win, Willie P. Will Power.
Slick Willie P. So, my Birmingham predictions, third place is Colton Herta.
Okay.
Second place, Alexander Rossi.
Okay.
And first place, Joseph Newgarden.
Joe New.
Yeah. Joe knew.
I like it. On to Long Beach, correct?
Long Beach, yep.
All right. Starting in third, I've got Simon Pagenaud getting his first podium of the year.
Yep.
Second, again on the podium, I got Scott Dixon.
Okay.
And taking home his first win of the year, he's going to three-peat. It's going to be another dominant day for Alexander Rossi.
Yeah, that's a good podium. My Long Beach podium, third place is Scott Dixon. Second place, Will Power, and the first time we agree, taking the three-peat home, Alexander Rossi.
You know, at this point, I just don't see anyone ever competing there. Well, he laps the whole field.
He's almost pretty good at Long Beach. He is. On Dakota.
Which we saw today.
Yep, on Dakota.
In third place, I've got Rossi.
Okay.
In second place, I've got Ryan Hunter-Reiff.
Ooh.
And taking home the win in Coda, I've got Joseph Newgarden.
Joseph Newgarden. Okay. My Coda podium, third place is Colton Herta.
I like it.
Second place is Alexander Rossi.
I have a feeling I know who the winner is.
And first place is Slick Willie P, Will Power.
Will Power is having a dominant year over there.
Well, no, I mean, not dominant, but he's having a good year.
The Indy GP.
Indy GP.
This is one of my more interesting podiums. Okay. The third, I got Will Power.
Yep.
Second, in his one-off race, I got Scott McLaughlin.
That'd be hard to do, but okay.
Yes, it would. And first, his first ever IndyCar win. Had a strong Indy GP last year. I've got the 60
Jack of Harvey.
Meyer Shank Racing.
That'd be awesome.
Jack Harvey taking home the win.
That would be awesome to see. Hopefully it happens like that. That would be
fantastic.
That would be cool. So my Indy GP podium, third place, Joseph Newgarden. Second place, Will Power. First place, getting his first win of the season, Scott Dixon.
I like it.
Yep.
So we both have the Indy GP not being won by Will Power or Simon Pagenaud.
Yeah, I got Will second, but yeah.
But not winning. That would be the first time in history.
Yeah, I know.
On to
the 500,
biggest race of the year.
Yep.
In third place, staying consistent, I've got Rossi.
Okay.
Staying in the podium. In second, coming close to getting his second 500, I got Scott Dixon.
Yep.
And in first, I've got first-time winner at Indy, Ed Carpenter.
Okay. My Indianapolis 500 podium, I think it could happen.
Let's hear it.
I think it could happen. Third place is our boy.
Connor Daly. I almost put
– Connor Daly.
He's going to have a – he'll be in the top 10, top 5.
He's going to be strong.
Speaking of them, just to get off track for a second, I think this is going to be the best talented team that Carpenter has had at Indy, I think.
Yeah.
You know, because typically you see those cars qualify well.
Well, we don't know about Rena's VK.
Not yet, but I think the other teammate-wise, because you'll typically see those cars qualify well but drop off besides Ed.
They should be good. So, okay, back to my 500 podium. Third place, Connor Daly.
Yes.
Second place, coming oh so close in what I think is going to be his last year with the captain.
He just did him dirty.
I love him. But coming in second place again, Elio Castroneves. And coming in first place, finally, breaking his string of bad luck and doing what his daddy did, I got Graham Rahal winning the Indianapolis 500.
There's two winner circles I would love to see. One is Graham Rahal, because I think that'd be awesome.
Yep.
The best case scenario victory lane, I think, would be our boy, Connor Daly.
That'd be awesome.
That would be hilarious.
That would be awesome.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll
see how that plays out.
That's a race. That's hard to
– I mean, that's a – you know.
That's about 20 cars can win that race.
What can Honda do? Can they narrow that gap a little bit? Mm-hmm. Because you saw last year what happened. I mean, Rossi had the car, but Pagenaud had the engine. And, you know, it took Rossi a long time to get past Pagenaud.
And Simon just passed him right
back. And then Simon just – that Chevy power. So we'll see if Honda closes that gap a little bit. So on to Detroit race number
one.
The
best weekend of the year.
Yep.
Detroit won. I've got Rossi coming in third. Joseph Newgarden coming in second. And in my list, getting his first win of the year, Scott Dixon.
Scott Dixon. So Detroit number one, I've got Will Power coming in third.
Okay.
I've got Scott Dixon coming in second. And I've got, coming off his strong Indianapolis 500 win, bucking the system of being tired because he's on tour all week, I got Graham Rahal winning back-to-back races, the Indianapolis 500 and the Detroit Grand Prix race number one.
I like that. Coming back on day number two, my podium is completely different.
Yep.
In third place, I've got Felix Rosenquist. In second place, getting his first podium of the year, for McLaren, Pato O'Ward.
Pato O'Ward.
And coming in first, safe choice, Alexander Rossi.
So Detroit number two, my podium. Third place, Simon Pagenaud.
Okay.
Second place, Slick Willie P, Will Power.
Okay.
First place, the Iceman, Scott Dixon.
Scotty D.
So we're moving on from Detroit back to another oval.
Under the lights of Texas.
Under the lights of Texas. So what you got?
Good race, as always. Third place, I've got Alexander Rossi. In second place, after wrecking out last year, I've got Colton Herta. And coming in first, he's won a couple of your past few races, I've got Graham Rahal.
Graham Rahal is a good pick at Texas. Gosh, when you go back and you think about it, you're like, man, why didn't I put Graham in at Texas? Why didn't I put someone in?
I know.
So, but I did these real fast because you were blowing me up saying, hurry up, get down here.
Got to record.
My Texas podium, third place, Joseph Newgarden.
I like it.
Second place, Alexander Rossi. First place, getting his first oval win of his career, Colton Herta.
I was going to predict that.
Yep.
Those are good picks, I think.
Yeah. Moving on to good picks. Road America.
Road America, a Rossi-dominated race last year, if I remember correctly. Coming in third, Will Power. Coming in second, Alexander Rossi. And getting his first win on the year for me, Colton Herta.
Colton Herta, Road America. So my Road America podium, third place, Scott Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
Second place, Alexander Rossi. First place, Will Power.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
On to Richmond, which we will be in attendance.
We will be in attendance
at Richmond this year. Saturday night race under the lights.
I kind of kept my pick safe for this one just because we haven't seen
anyone
race there in a while. So I went Will Power third, Joseph Newgarden second. And coming in first, the most experienced driver in the field, Scott Dixon.
So my Richmond podium is a Penske 1-2-3.
I like it.
Simon Pagenaud coming in third, Will Power coming in second, and the short oval master.
I was going to say he is the short oval master.
Joseph Newgarden. I don't know how you pick against Joseph Newgarden.
Well,
at Richmond, I will definitely be betting on DraftKings or FanDuel or something on Joseph Newgarden for Richmond. And that's something else that I can't wait to start doing.
Betting on IndyCar.
Is betting on IndyCar and then having during our weekly, because during the year we'll have a weekly podcast that we'll drop, and we'll have a. We'll have a segment where we just talk strictly about betting.
Yeah.
So, all right, on to Toronto.
Toronto. This is a good one. Third place, I got Dixon. Coming in second, I've got Alexander Rossi. And coming in first, getting their first team win in IndyCar, I've got Oliver Askew winning for McLaren.
Whew.
He looked good today. Don't move me.
We'll see.
He looked good today.
My Toronto podium, third place, Will Power.
Like it.
Second place, Simon Pagenaud.
Okay.
And first place is the Iceman, Scott Dixon.
Nice. We got Iowa, right?
Moving on to Iowa. Ow.
Yeah, so.
That's how Don Fisher used to say it on IU basketball. Ow. Anyways,
wonderful.
Go ahead.
In third place, I've got Will Power.
Okay.
In second place, I've got Colton Herta.
Yep.
And coming in first, the short track master, Joseph Newgarden.
J. New.
He is the king of Iowa.
So kind of similar to yours. My Iowa podium, Alexander Rossi third, but I got Willpower second and Joseph Newgarden first.
Yeah, that's, I think Newgarden's probably a pretty safe pick.
Yeah, that's another DraftKings inside info help for you guys out there.
Mid-Ohio. Third place, I've got Rossi.
You got Rossi with a lot of third places, man.
You'll see.
He's probably not going to be happy when he listens to this.
He will be at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't think your math adds up if that's the case, but go ahead.
Well, I don't care.
Okay, go ahead. go ahead.
I think it would add up. Rossi coming in third.
Yep.
Newgarden second. And Felix Rosenquist winning like he should have last year at Mid-Ohio.
Here we go. So my Mid-Ohio podium is Will Power third, Alexander Rossi second, and Felix Rosenquist bringing home his first win on the Gateway.
All right. I'll be honest, this one may be out there just because the team winning.
Yeah.
But he had a good run last year, so I just went with it. Joseph Newgarden coming in third.
Yeah.
Graham Rahal coming in second, having a good day on a short oval.
Yeah.
And winning the race.
Yeah.
Our boy in the Carlin Chevy.
Connor Daly. There you go. It's funny. Great minds think alike. My Gateway podium is third place, Graham Rahal.
Okay.
Second place, Connor Daly. Right? Coming in, running for Carlin. And first place is Slick Willie P, Will Power.
Yeah, pretty close picks.
So
I got
him winning Gateway. So
On to Portland. Third place, I got Joseph Newgarden. Second place, Rosenquist. And coming in first, getting his first win on the year, Simon Pagenaud.
Okay. Are we on Portland?
Yes.
Okay, so my Portland podium. Third place, Alexander Rossi.
Okay.
Second place, Scott Dixon. And first place, Colton Herta.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. He was pretty good there last year. Colton
yes,
Herta.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. All right. On to
Last
race of the year, Laguna Seca.
All right. Your reaction to my second place car, I already know what it's going to be.
Okay.
It's going to be.
All right, here we go. Let's get on with it.
Third place, Colton Herta.
Yeah.
Second place, honestly, because I was rushed, but it could happen. You never know. Oliver Askew.
Okay.
I think he'll have a decent year. And coming in first, Slick Willie P, Will Power.
So my podium is two of the same. I got Colton Herta coming in third. A little bit more respectable pick of Joseph Newgarden coming in second, and Slick Willie P. Willpower winning it. Right. Nothing against Oliver Askew. I mean, hell, he could have come out and have a year just like Colton Herta did last year.
He could.
I mean, there's nothing that says Pato O'Ward can't do that. You know, they're running for a good team that's got good cars that we know has Craig Hampson.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be stout.
Yeah.
So on to the championship, and I'm going to say this. I'll preface this for both of us. I have no idea if we just threw this stuff together.
Yeah.
We didn't sit down for hours and research it and, you know, look at points.
Totals
and this. So whatever our top fives are, they may not add up to, like, you may be sitting there listening and going, well, damn, dude, you had, you know, so-and-so. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
You know?
It's just for fun.
Just for fun. So I'll do my championship first. Okay. Coming in fifth, Joseph Newgarden.
Okay.
Coming in fourth, Colton Herta.
Okay.
Coming in third, Alexander Rossi.
Okay.
Coming in second, Scott Dixon.
Okay.
And your 2020 IndyCar NTT Data IndyCar champion, Will Power. Slick Willie P.
I like it. That would be sweet. That'd be his second, right?
Bring it home.
Third, yeah. Second.
Second.
Okay. Mine, I think I have the same exact people, just in a different order.
Yeah.
All right. So fifth for me, the opposite of you, I got Will Power. In fourth, I've got Scott Dixon.
Yeah.
In third, I've got Joseph Newgarden. In second, I've got Colton Herta. And coming in first, winning his first championship, Alexander Rossi.
Yeah. You see, I look at mine. I've got Will Power winning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 races. I got Power winning 5 races. I've got Rossi winning 1 race, which doesn't sound feasible. I mean, I know that doesn't sound feasible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got Newgarden winning 1, 2, 3 races. Uh-huh. Dixon winning 1, 2, 3 races.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's.
I think the most I had on mine was 2 races.
That's why I hope. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a Penske fan. I'm a Team Penske fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. However, I would like to see. I would like to see more people than just them win. Now, I wouldn't be mad if Will Power won every race or Joseph Newgarden won every race.
No, not at all.
But, you know, for the last couple of years, it's been, you know, they've had a different.
Besides Dixon.
I know, but they've had different winners for like the first 5 races.
Nope, yep.
Right? You thought Sebastian was in there. He won a couple of those races.
Sebastian won St. Pete back-to-back.
You know, Dixon in there, Newgarden. I mean, you know, they may be Penske drivers or Ganassi drivers, but I want to see Herta win some races. I want to see Scott Dixon win some races.
Rosenquist.
I want to see Rosenquist win some races.
He deserves a win, man.
I want to see Graham Rahal win some races.
See, I think this year will be super interesting. Because you can always go back to Penske's going to be dominant. But, I mean, like you said, they've had different winners for most races. But, I mean, it'll just be interesting to see how consistent people can be. Because that changes year to year. Like Will Power, Will Power winning the championship right there, right?
Yep.
He had the unluckiest season out of any season I've ever seen.
And that's the one thing that you cannot factor into this.
No.
Is luck.
You never know when something's going to break.
You can't factor into that. And you can't factor in. Sometimes guys that you feel are going to be dominant, for whatever reason, they just don't have a good year.
Yeah.
Scott Dixon is a prime example of that. I mean, look at the year he flipped at Indy and, you know, into the fence. I mean, he just didn't have it. But you go down this line here, man, and obviously I can see Will Power winning every race.
Back to the today's results.
Yeah, I could see Alexander Rossi winning every race. I mean, I could. I could see Joseph Newgarden winning every race. I could see Colton Herta winning every race. Simon Pagenaud, Scott Dixon. I can see Felix getting some wins. I can see Ryan Hunter-Reay getting some wins. You know, Graham Rahal
getting a win.
Hopefully he gets some wins.
Yeah.
I can see Santino. Getting some wins, or at least some podiums, if they got their engineering crew sorted out, right?
You've got Carpenters at Ovals.
I want to say I can see Connor getting some podiums and stuff, but, you know.
We'll see.
It may be with Carlin in the Ovals. I don't know. Takuma Sato.
He's a winner.
He's good for at least one a year, right?
For the most part, yeah.
Won
Portland 2 years ago. Won at a crazy race at Gateway last year.
Yeah, I mean, he can just, you know, he can wheel. You know, I'd love to see Jack Harvey
get him. You get him those type of guys. You know,
we're not even counting McLaren with Askew or Pat.
You've got the Harveys, you got the McLarens, you've got Marcus Ericsson in a third Ganassi car.
I mean, really, if you look at it, and you look at it from a aspect of who are the scrubs,
mm-hmm.
right? That probably are not winning a race, okay? And I don't mean scrubs in a mean way. I just mean these are the guys that you're probably
realistically.
These are the guys that probably are not going to win a race. Marco Andretti, probably not going to win a race unless it's Indy.
I was actually thinking about that earlier. He's a hard one to predict at Indy because he'll have a year where he's really strong.
He's usually pretty stout. Last year, I think it was his car.
I remember it was five laps in. He started.
But he's usually pretty strong. He could win, but I don't see Marco winning anywhere else. You know,
Max Chilton's probably not
winning. Not winning anywhere.
Zach Veach ain't
winning anywhere unless he lucks into it on fuel or
Charlie Kimball. Kimball
is not winning.
Shit. I'd like to say Sebastian Bourdais can win, but I mean. He's in a Foyt car.
Yeah,
who knows? Dalton Kellett probably winning.
The one person in this whole thing that we haven't talked about at all is Marcus Ericsson.
Yeah,
driving for Ganassi.
Yeah, he could honestly very easily have been on the. You know, he could have made the podium.
8th or 19th today, but. I mean, like I said, today
he's a good driver.
They got one long session. Plus he's driving for Ganassi.
Yeah, he's in a third Ganassi car. So
getting some podiums is not going to surprise me.
He had a strong year last year.
Him getting some wins,
maybe,
but podiums, no. I don't see VK getting any wins.
Nah.
So there's really not that many. There's more people, way more people that have a shot to win than.
Every weekend,
then they're not going to win at all. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll have to.
We're in for a good year. Yeah, we got about a month left, so yeah. We're getting there. Super excited for the season. I think it's going to be a great year.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
You know, going back, I think we talked about it a little bit on the last episode. I was thinking about this earlier today. You know, we talked about how we didn't think silly season was going to be very exciting.
Right.
And then I'm sitting here today. You know, watching all these new cars and all these new cool liveries.
Well, that's something we haven't even discussed. Yeah. We haven't even touched on, man. Some of these liveries
are sick.
So, in my opinion, drop us a line on Twitter. Tell us what you think your favorite livery is so far. But
there's
nobody beating Connor Daly, in my opinion. That car is unbelievable.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful race car.
I really like Felix Rosenquist's car.
The black is nice.
Yep. That is sweet.
The McLaren cars are pretty cool.
They're okay. They're not my fave, but they're okay, you know. Jack Harvey's car. Rossi has the new
Drive Pink car.
That's sick.
You've got the classic Will Silver. You got all the same Penske's.
Erickson's. Car.
Ericsson kind of takes you back to the Target base
and
a little bit.
One of my favorites out there is AJ Foyt Racing going back to old school.
No sponsor on the side, just black
and the orange 14. Yes. That car is very nice. So we'll see. We'll see how things pan out. But
like we say, we got about a month, so
we are. Quickly getting to the point where we're going to be watching St. Pete.
Oh, so, I can't wait, dude.
Pretty awesome. So,
it's going to be a good year for sure.
I think that's going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
We
went on a little tangent there.
Episode 18. So, once again, thanks for listening.
Yes.
I think we had
76 last time.
76 last time. I mean, I know people think, man, 76.
Hey,
you know,
we've had that when we first started out, we got about 20.
Yeah, we're happy with 76.
So we'll take it. And I think especially as we get into season, hopefully
more people
are searching.
Keep on telling your friends about us. If you got somebody that likes IndyCar, say, hey,
send them our way.
I know a podcast that you can listen to. Tweet about us on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know.
@around_outside.
Absolutely. Give us a follow. Head on over to Apple Podcasts.
Spotify, Anchor.
Give us a nice 5-star rating and review. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
If you got questions, drop us a line. And
on the Twitter.
As always, we appreciate you guys' support.
Yes.
We look forward to doing this all the time.
Yep. Like we said, once season starts, we'll be back to weekly stuff.
Yeah.
And we're not just saying that this time. We mean it. We promise.
That's awesome. But have a good one. It's snowing here in Indianapolis today. Tonight, it's snowing.
The whole night.
It's snowing pretty good.
The whole night.
I
can't wait to move to Florida so I can fly back for the month of May.
Yes.
And then I can go to St. Pete every year, brother.
Yes, well,
that's the goal.
I will be following you down there. So.
That's the goal.
Other than that,
actually, if you go to St. Pete, send us some pictures on Twitter.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, because we were there last year.
Even if it's like the sport cars on track, you know, send us some videos, pictures. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, and if you're going to St. Pete and this is your first time going to St. Pete, DM us or something and ask us. We'll give you some advice on because last year was our first time going. And we had free – we got in free, plus we had pit passes and garage passes because our buddy Sean hooked us up through IndyCar. And but we walked all the way around that place.
Yeah, man. And it's cool. It's really cool setup.
So if you want some advice, some friendly free advice,
hit us up.
Hit us up. We'll tell you where to stand, you know, where to go, you know, where to eat.
Yeah, all that type of stuff. So again, thank you for listening to episode 18 of Around the Outside, an IndyCar podcast.
We are out.